The Medicaid rolls in Arizona are growing faster than anyone predicted. Right now, one in five people in the state depend on the health care program that was created to serve the poor and disabled. Lawmakers in Washington are talking about expanding Medicaid as part of a health care overhaul. But Arizona's having trouble paying for the program at its current level, and policymakers say they can't afford to cover more people. NPR's Jeff Brady reports.
Nationally, about a third of Medicaid dollars go toward nursing home care, but the growth of the program in Arizona is primarily due to the economy. 22-year-old Yanni Rodriguez is a single mother of two. She recently signed up for the state's Medicaid program. Rodriguez worries she may be suffering from the same cervical cancer that killed two of her aunts.
They both died. They both went through chemo, and they didn't make it. And maybe for the past 2 months, I started feeling my leg real weird.
Rodriguez says a doctor warned her that a medical test a year and a half back didn't look quite right. At the time, she was pregnant and planned to follow up later, but then with the new baby, time just got away from her.
It's been the 9 months of his pregnancy, and now he's 8 months, and I was really concerned of how long it's been and how much it could have been in advance.
Rodriguez says she's ready to get care now, and she's thankful Medicaid exists. Stories like hers are familiar to Tony Rogers. He's the director of the state's Medicaid program. It's called the Arizona Healthcare Cost Containment System. Most folks use the acronym ACCESS.
I would say in a normal year, we might see 60,000 additional members. Well, we're probably going to see close to 300,000 additional members by the end of the year.
Rogers says that's a crisis for Arizona. Tax revenue is down since the state depends on the slumping construction and service industries. Medicaid costs are going up, and at the same time, Rogers' agency had to lay off 70 employees.
This is kind of a financial tsunami for us, and we're just trying to hold on to any log that's rolling along and trying to save ourselves to the wave stops.
The Medicaid problem has contributed to a budget standoff between Republican Governor Jan Brewer and the GOP-controlled state legislature. The governor wants a 1% sales tax increase, but legislative leaders say they don't have the votes for that. Lawmakers are concerned about more than just money. State Representative Nancy Bartow says she's uncomfortable with the large role Medicaid already plays in the healthcare business.
We have currently over 1 out of 5 persons in Arizona on ACCESS. That to me says right now government's already doing too much.
Arizona was the last state in the union to embrace the Medicaid program. For more than 15 years, from the mid-60s until 1982, Arizona forfeited its share of federal Medicaid money rather than create a state program. That history has supporters of expanding Medicaid worried. Eddie Sissons is executive director of the Arizona Foundation for Behavioral Health. She says if Congress expands Medicaid and that requires Arizona to contribute more money,
we'd probably walk away. Right now, because of the state's fiscal crises, I think we could very easily just say, not now, we can't do that, and we'd have to wait for either a change in our economy and possibly even a change in the political environment in Arizona.
Even if the federal expansion of Medicaid includes extra money for strapped states, as most expect it will, fiscal conservatives in Arizona are skeptical. Their concern has helped revive a ballot measure that would try to block key parts of a health care overhaul in the state. Jeff Brady, NPR News.